Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much. And that with you. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Catherine Caputa back on the show. Catherine is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, coming up on 11 years. How about that, folks? And she's been hanging out with us, and we're the better for it. Catherine is the author of a number of books on branding, because she is a branding expert. Breakthrough Branding, You Are a Brand. I think that was been re-released.
Yeah.
Her new one is To Graduate to a Great Career. I think that's the brand new one. And we just learned so much when she joins us. We love having her here. Catherine Caputa, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's great good to have here. You back, as always. So I remember in the late 90s and early part of the last decade talking about branding.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking about it. I remember a period of time when I realized, it was probably about the time you started joining us, when I realized that I had to start thinking differently about branding, because I had started out talking to people about what was essentially 20th century branding.
Right.
And somewhere along the way, sometime in the middle of the last decade, when you came here in 06, I started realizing that 20th century branding was not valid anymore. That some things were fundamental, as they always are in every discipline, but a lot of the branding elements, a lot of the branding perspectives, needed a new explanation, because they were 21st century branding things.
What changed from your perspective? What struck you as being really different about the 21st
century? The decentralizing of branding. People, it's what I talk about in my book. It's branding. Everybody still likes Nikes, but
right.
you don't have to be Nike to have a brand.
Right.
You know,
I mean,
I've always said that every business has brands. You talk about that all the time. But boy, howdy, in the 21st century, that got put on steroids. I mean, you talk about breakthrough branding. Small businesses can have breakthrough brands.
Yeah,
and you really couldn't do that. You really couldn't do that 20 years ago.
No, exactly. And also, Nike has an interesting story, because for 14 years, the name of the company was Blue Ribbon Sports.
Right.
And it didn't really go anywhere. And one day, a friend of the founder said, why don't you change the name of the company and name it after the Greek goddess of victory, Nike? And so they changed it, and that led to the whole self-empowerment idea, featuring, you know, athletes like Michael Jordan, and then the whole brand took off. And, you know, it was a great product, too. You know, it isn't
right.
all just branding. They had a great product, but with no brand story that was interesting, that resonated, the brand didn't go anywhere until they changed the name.
And see, the other thing is, and you kind of touched on it a minute ago, in the old days, you know, 20 years ago, if you had enough money, you could have a brand
right.
that was dominant
right.
and not have all that great a product.
Right, right.
You could, I mean, back in the 20th century, big companies could shove stuff down our throats, so to speak,
right.
back in those days. That's gone away. You can't do that anymore. Nobody can do that anymore.
No, and it was really, you know, I didn't work in, you know, the Mad Men era was, you know, everything was dominated by television. And
right.
you could run a commercial on a primetime show and, you know, 40% of Americans would have seen the commercial.
Right.
That's not true anymore. It's so fragmented.
That's right.
And social media and the internet is pretty powerful. And a lot of that is not expensive.
But that, you know? And that decentralizing.
Right.
Look at that whole,
I don't know if you've seen the infomercial for MyPillow.
Yes, of course.
Mike Lindell.
Yeah,
you know,
Mike.
He's got a $100 million a year business now selling pillows.
Right, right.
And he's got, you know, it was, he just, he was struggling. No one was buying his pillows.
Well, people are buying his. People are trying his pillow because of his authenticity.
His authenticity.
I don't know whether they like it and keep it or not, but they buy it because they like his authenticity. I want to be part of that. People say.
Women love him. Women love him. And hey, he sells pillows really well. And so, but you know, he looked, and it was very, very affordable buying him. You know, he noticed when he bought the first infomercial, sales to his website went up, skyrocketed.
I think people like the fact that it's made in America.
Yes.
It looked like he and his people look like our neighbors. I think that was the whole thing. That was a breakthrough brand, and it was a small business. I guess it's still a small business.
Right, right.
Not small in volume, but small in
right, and he's got a personal story too. We talked about he had a drug problem, and
I haven't heard about that. Hold on to that thought, folks. Catherine Computer and I are going to come back. She's got five things on how you can have a breakthrough brand. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.